Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
All right, Natalie, do you have the recap of the first time we had Janine on here? I'd love to hear that.
It's kind of crazy, actually. My sister's fiance has been real hesitant to set a date for their wedding.
Okay.
And he is actually in Vegas with our father this weekend for work. He works with our family business.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we had the idea that we're just going to pop on, West Vegas with my mom and my sister, who's obviously the bride-to-be, and surprise them and get it done.
Okay, so that was when you guys were out at Filene's basement.
Right. Yep.
She calls up. Fiance is in Vegas already.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they have this great idea. We'll just fly to Vegas, and we'll just get married there. He'll be into it, man.
The key to what she said right there, too, was her fiance has been hesitant about setting a wedding date.
Okay.
It's been a year since they've been engaged.
And what does that speak to you guys?
That he doesn't want to get married.
really?
Or at least not yet. It's only
because
been a year.
Typically it's the girl who picks the date. And like, gets the ball rolling, and, you know, I mean, you're watching producer Joanna do it right now.
So the engagement really is just the hush engagement. You get the ring, and then there's still time for him to bail because he really doesn't want to get married.
To me, that's what it sounds like. If he's been hesitant or fighting her on setting a wedding date, then he doesn't really want to get married.
Well, here's Janine. Let's find out what happened in Vegas. Hey, Janine.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I am fine.
All right. It's been a couple of days since these guys talked to you. So the last we talked to you, you had the idea to go on out to Vegas. You're going to surprise the fiance, say, you know what? This is a great weekend right here. Let's just get this done right now. Did you have any hesitation, like, on the plane out thinking, okay, this isn't going to work?
Well, it actually didn't exactly work out how we planned, but it was still good. So basically, my sister and I were in charge of going and getting her dress, going to get, you know, a dress for me. I was obviously her maid of honor and all that good stuff. And my mom was just, all she had to do was handle booking the travel and booking a way to get to the airport and all that good stuff. Ends up that last-minute tickets to Las Vegas are expensive. So we couldn't find flights for under, like, $900.
Oh.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah, so we ended up actually not going.
Okay. So your love is not, your sister's love is only worth, what, like, $450?
Well, it just kind of, I think, made my mom also realize that it was a bold thing to do. And, you know, I think my mom kind of had a little bit of doubt about it, too, to be honest with you. So anyway, what actually ended up happening was, my sister put her wedding dress on that we got her. It's gorgeous. And wore it when her fiance got home and basically gave him an ultimatum and was like, I'm ready for this. You know, just you need to let me know if you are or not. And so they are going to just be married this weekend down at City Hall.
So she said to him, look, I've got the dress. I'm sick of waiting for a date. It's now or it's not going to happen at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's bold. And he said, cool.
Yeah, he was
good
down
for her.
With it, which makes me think that he would have been fine with the Vegas thing. So,
unless he bails this weekend.
unless he was mad that you spent $3,600 for y'all to fly out.
Right.
Why couldn't you have just done this at home in front of a justice of the peace? So it's 100% definitely going to happen this weekend. Like, they're going to go get the licenses and all the stuff they have to do.
Yep, we're going to have a little party afterward, and then I think they're going to plan a honeymoon in the next couple weeks. So
now, has the process started? Because here we are now, and it's Wednesday, so I'm assuming that, like, blood work had to be drawn and papers had to be drawn up already if they're getting married this weekend. So has he already started that process, or is he put that on hold also?
I know that they're doing whatever. Believe me, I would have heard about it if he put something on hold. I'm not the bride, so I'm not exactly sure what they have to do.
Do you have to do that in Georgia?
But yeah, I definitely would have heard about it if you were doing anything to stall.
I know you can't just show up on whatever Friday or Saturday and say, "Okay,
we're
here to get married."
You have to apply for a marriage license, but I don't think you have to take blood.
I have no idea, or anything like that.
According to Joanna, and she knows a thing or two about weddings now. You do not have to get a blood test in Georgia right now.
All right, so maybe it happens this weekend, though. Okay,
maybe.
Perhaps.
Appreciate the love, Bert. It will happen.
It will.
I wonder how that makes her feel to have to demand ultimatum style him marry her.
Or rush your wedding.
Like, that's not like really the most romantic story to tell.
That I had to sort of push him into this week.
Yeah.
And why couldn't the ultimatum be like, okay, this has to happen by July 15th or it's not going to happen at all? Like, why did it have to be this weekend?
Well, I think she just is finally, they've been engaged for so long that it's kind of already unromantic and she's kind of already over it. So at this point, she's like, all right, we're both mature adults. We are in love. We do want to be married, supposedly. If you do, let's just do it.
Okay.
I can understand the sentiment. I just think afterwards she's going to feel kind of rotten about it.
Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't feel 100% authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Janine, thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Q100.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.